Governor Steve Bullock today announced Montana could receive its first COVID-19 vaccine shipment of around 10,000 doses by mid-December. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports.
Bullock said Montana is expected to receive roughly 9,750 doses of the Pfizer vaccine's initial shipment, potentially by December 15th or 16th. Bullock said there's an estimated 45,000 to 65,000 healthcare workers in the state, and they're at the front of the line to receive vaccines once approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration. Officials are recommending that the roughly 10,000 residents and staff in Montana's long-term care facilities also be at the top of the list to receive vaccines.
Well, this initial allocation is pretty darn small. It's based on population. That's just what the availability of Pfizer has. But the hope and the expectation is as we roll into 2021 that additional supplies and a greater level will be received.
Bullock said the state will likely receive its first shipment of the Moderna vaccine about a week after December 16th, though he didn't have a dose estimate. He said the state could receive several thousand more doses of the Pfizer vaccine in subsequent weeks. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Montana Department of Commerce recently awarded $2.4 million worth of grants to support affordable housing projects in Bozeman and Havre. It's part of a federal program that has funded more than $6 million worth of projects in Montana this year. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
The three grants awarded in November will support the rehabilitation and preservation of 41 affordable apartment units in Bozeman and 92 in Havre. The housing units are available to residents making less than 30% of area median income, or less than around $20,000 a year. Jennifer Olson is the administrator of the Community Development Division at the Montana Department of Commerce, which oversees the Housing Trust Fund grant applications.
Before the pandemic occurred, we were already seeing that we had an affordable housing crisis. We need more housing stock, particularly for rentals. And I think post-pandemic, we will see that still exists as a need and probably will increase as a need.
Earlier this year, the state's Commerce Department awarded four Housing Trust Fund grants worth more than $4 million to developers working in Billings, Great Falls, Helena, and Missoula. Olson says the Housing Trust Fund is just one item on the menu of available state and federal funding to support affordable housing in Montana. Year-to-year housing prices across the state increased by about 10%, according to the Federal Housing Finance Agency. That puts recent Montana home price growth at the sixth fastest in the nation. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
The Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes and the U.S. Attorney for Montana launched a pilot project to improve the response to the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people. The pilot is part of a national effort to address the high rates of missing and slain Native Americans. The new project, announced Tuesday, will establish guidelines in collaboration with tribal governments, law enforcement, and other partners. The tribes will be joined by communities in Alaska, Michigan, Minnesota, Oklahoma, and Oregon that will each develop their own response plans tailored to the community's needs. Despite Montana's unchecked COVID-19 spread, as of today, there's not a single confirmed case of influenza in the state. Jim Murphy is chief of the Montana Health Department's Communicable Disease Bureau.
And that's great news. We are optimistic that maybe some of the control measures that are in place for COVID are going to benefit us for influenza season too. If you think about a lot of the practices we're doing, from hygiene to work at home to mask use, staying home when you're sick, all of these things are things we routinely advise for influenza control.
Flu in the United States usually peaks between mid-November and February. Montana's lack of influenza activity is consistent with what other states are reporting. According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, flu activity is unusually low nationwide. No influenza-associated pediatric deaths have yet been reported. In Europe, only one person was diagnosed with flu from late September through mid-November. That's according to a joint monitoring program called Flu News Europe. Despite the encouraging news, health officials caution the public not to get complacent. Montana added 937 lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases today. The state reports 15 more Montanans have died from the virus. Montana's total death count stands at 713. According to Health Department data, more than 2,686 COVID-19 tests were conducted Tuesday, bringing the state's overall total to more than 660,000. During a Wednesday news conference, Governor Steve Bullock said the state is again seeing a delay in results for tests sent out of state. Federal and state wildlife officials are investigating three recent grizzly bear deaths in northwestern Montana, including one animal that a homeowner said had been shot and partially skinned. Grizzly bears are a threatened species, and killing or injuring one of the animals can result in criminal charges. The Missoulian reported that a resident in the Yak found a dead bear in his driveway late last month that was partially skinned. The resident says the legs were taken off up to the belly, and the bear had a bullet hole in it. State game wardens are also investigating the death of two grizzly bears near Big Fork that were found on a road near Montana Highway 83 in early November. Montana remains free of invasive feral swine, but the threat still looms. Montana's Invasive Species Council heard that update today on the risk of the swine entering the state. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Assistant State Veterinarian Tawny Szymanski says the state's coordinated Squeal on Pigs campaign received nearly 10 reports of possible feral swine this year.
Fortunately, none of them have borne out to be true incidences of feral swine here in the state of Montana, but we are able to each time kind of refine the process as far as responding to them.
Feral swine have expanded to 39 states and several western Canadian provinces, causing billions of dollars in damage each year to crop fields, wildlife habitat, and golf courses. Feral swine can also spread diseases to livestock and people and eat small birds, reptiles, even fawns. Montana outlawed hunting feral swine in 2015 to disincentivize people from introducing them into the state. Montanans are required to report any feral swine sightings to the state's Squeal on Pigs campaign at 406-444-2976. The Montana Department of Livestock then works with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services to follow up. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.